It's interesting. On a day when we got some really remarkable jobless claims data hitting a 52-year low, markets are actually taking a pause to digest all of the moves. So looking at the major benchmarks now, the Dow is actually at or near session highs at the moment, just turning into the green. The S&P is down flat, down by 9 points, and the NASDAQ is a big loser today, down by 118 points. And healthcare stocks, one of the leading sectors held by positive news from CVS today, is their investor day. Want to look at the bond space really quickly. And that too, also taking a little bit of a breather, also seeing a dip there as investors remain cautious ahead of CPI data out tomorrow. So you see the 10-year below 1.5, it's at 1.48, and the 30-year at 1.85. Here with more on what's moving markets is our Yahoo Finances, Inez Ferre. Investors, it's a bit of a risk off day for them today.
Yeah, that's right. And if we take a look at the sectors of the S&P 500, you can see that real estate, energy stocks, these are lagging. Consumer discretionary also lagging today. Looking at the NASDAQ 100, we've been watching Tesla down more than 3%. In fact, if we take a look at the EV chart here, you can see quite a bit of pressure on these stocks right now. Lucid down 12% after the company announced a convertible note offering. And so that's why you're seeing pressure on shares of Lucid. But if you take a look also at the last 4 days, Lucid has been under pressure since earlier this week. Also taking a look at the travel stocks, these are retreating a little bit today. We did see that 3-day rally earlier this week where we saw travel stocks really take off on Monday and on Tuesday. But right now they are taking a bit of a breather. And then looking at the healthcare stocks, as you were mentioning, I'm keeping an eye out on two of these stocks here. One is Pfizer up more than 1.5% after the FDA gave authorization for Pfizer's booster shot to 16 to 17 year olds. And then CVS hitting 52-week highs up more than 4% after the company raised its guidance, boosted its dividend, also announced a share buyback the first time since 2017. So CVS having a good day. Year to date, the stock is up 41%. Karina, Alexis.
All right. Thanks so much, Inez Ferre. And stay with us. Lots more to come here on Yahoo Finance Live.